So today's learning Shvius Chasilu Nishmas Adir Chaver, whose yahrzeit was Shabbos, Chaim Eloza ben Shemsh Anariah. I heard in Tribeca they had a very nice speaker, spoke about him, Shem.
Yeah, Frank spoke very well.
That's what I heard.
And he mentioned you. He mentioned you also.
Oh, very nice. And it should also be a schus for an Eli Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, as well as a schus for Fleur Shlema for Chaim Doi ben Menorachel, Chanalei b'Shein Derachel, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today we're going to do the topic of Hesach HaDa'as. Basically, someone losing focus, someone who his thoughts take him out of the moment. And there's two applications to this. One is, in general, when we're davening and our minds start to wander. But the second aspect of it is more general, where our minds start to take us out of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with resolve of doing mitzvahs. So he says like this. He says on page 679, Zeh klal gadol le'inyan hayehidus. An essential concept in Judaism, shall yasiach daita, that a person should not remove his mind mikol advarim shem chayvus haguf, from things that are obligations that a person has to do, chayvus halavavos, and obligations of the heart. And if someone loses his focus and becomes distracted, kishayiskar, as soon as he remembers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will once again show us mercy. You should grab a hold of it and not let go. So if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and your flight takes off after the first bracha, hopefully it's not Shabbos and you're not clapping Slach Lanu. But if your plane takes off and then in the middle of Shemona Esrei you realize that you spaced out, you should immediately refocus. Don't just give up. Don't just say, okay, Shemona Esrei is a waste. I already spaced out. I'm done. But the minute that you refocus, grab a hold of it. Kachi yasa afilu beratzai v'shoiv. Even if it keeps happening, and even if it's an incessant fight, you should still keep trying to refocus yourself. Yiskar, remind yourself of your responsibility and hurry to do it. Ukvar, and he already said that one of the main things that prevents a person from distracting is from writing down a person's motivation, a person's inspiration. Seeing brings a person to remember it. So if you have an issue in Shemoneh Esrei, one of the things you could do is you could write by a bracha, take a little sticky, and write next to a bracha a kavana that you want to have. Because that way, when you turn to that page, even if you spaced out, it will help you refocus. So, for example, someone wants to daven and have in mind someone who's sick by the bracha of Rifa'enu, put a little sticky. You don't even have to write the name on it. You just put a little sticky there. And a little sticky or like a sign here sticker, and then that will refocus you that, hey, I want to have kavana here. And that's what he's talking about. Re'iyah mevili de'schira. Or sometimes people do this by Yalav Yavai. They put a little sticker in there in Ritzei so they don't skip Yalav Yavai no matter what's happening when they get to that punishment essay. So that's what he's talking about. Re'iyah mevili de'schira. Write something down or put a little tzetel, put a little paper, a little sticky over there to help you concentrate. And he says specifically, Allah tefillin, when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, you have to be very vigilant, yisera, extra, not to remove your attention. And that's why several times during Shemoneh, several times during davening, we kiss the tefillin, because the idea is to make sure that we don't forget. And that's, by the way, why we don't wear tefillin all day, because you're not allowed to be siachtas, and it's impossible for us to be meisiach das with our tefillin. We're not holding on that level. That in other words, what does it mean not to have to have? What does it mean to have hesach hadas or not to have hesach hadas by tefillin? It means not to forget the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended the mitzvah, who liska mashe kasavem, which is to remember what's written inside the tefillin, which is the four parshiyos. Or the result that comes from it, which is fear and love of God, and other thoughts. That's the main way that you fulfill tefillin. Not by wearing it, but by thinking of God. And the matter is judged by the intention, meaning, since we're saying now that the ikar of tefillin is not the wearing, but it's what it brings you to, it's while you're wearing it, you should remember that my roish and my lave, the tefillin shel yad, which is connected to lev, is dedicated to Hashem. That's the ikar of the mitzvah. And if you do a mitzvah, but your mind is elsewhere and you're not focused on what you're doing, So you're going through the motions, but it's an empty action. And he talked in the topic of Lev Tov, which we'll get to, Amir Hashem, that some of the responsibilities that a person has. And if a person got some sort of benefit from his friend, don't remove it from your attention. So this is going now to that second type of hesachadas that I talked about, which is more general, not specifically in a tefillah, but more general. Someone did good for you. Don't forget it. Don't never forget a chesed or a toiv that someone did for you. Don't remove it from your mind. Kol kavel dinah. Even with all this said about not forgetting, so as much as I'm telling you, don't forget. But if your friend wronged you in some way, then you should have hesachadas. Then you should try to forget it and put it behind you. The to be what the Torah says, don't bear a grudge in your heart. When improper thoughts and fantasies come into a person's mind, during davening or learning or during doing a mitzvah, banish it from your mind. Through his strength, a man will successfully defeat these thoughts. And will be able to immerse his heart in Torah or Avodah. And his heart should be directed towards our Father in heaven. He should cry out. So if a person's going through and he can't get out of certain thoughts, he can't push them aside, he should cry out and say, "Hashia Deni, my Lord, the King, save me. Hatzileni, save me from the muck, from the schmutz, so that I don't drown. Ulai rachamenu, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch will show him rahman." If someone is worried, he should remove it from his mind. He says, at a time of joy, when you're coming to do Avodas Hashem, so you should remove sadness. You have to focus. When you're doing a mitzvah, you have to focus, because in order to properly do the mitzvah and have the proper kavanah, you have to be focused. And so if you're going to have worry and anxiety in your mind, it's going to take away from your thoughts of the mitzvah. He says, by thinking deeply into these ideas with the help of God, you'll be able to sufficiently distract yourself from other improper thoughts. And since a person is not capable of thinking two things at once, when you do feel a thought that's coming into your mind that doesn't belong, let's say during davening you start to feel your mind wandering, quickly exchange it, because your mind won't be able to focus on both things at once. So if you rededicate yourself at that moment to Torah or to Tefillah, whatever you're in the middle of, it's going to immediately, automatically banish the other thought, because two thoughts can't stay at the forefront in your mind. And if you can't manage it on your own, this is what Chazal say, that when you feel worry, anxiety, tell it over to someone else. Go to a Tamachacham, tell me your problem. He'll teach you how to get out of this issue. The pure waters of his soul should not be turned to blood through this avera of evil thoughts. Conduct yourself with justice. This is a person's chiyuv. Okay, so with that, we finished that topic. Let's go into the Rambam. So the Rambam now is going to prove to us that it's not appropriate for a person to do mitzvahs in order to get a reward. So he says like this.